This call may be recorded.
Hey, Molly.
Hey, come by my house.
What's that?
Did you already come by my house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm back now.
Okay. Did you want to visit?
Yeah, obviously I have to feed Simon lunch, take him to my mom's house, and then pick the kids up from school later. But
okay.
You're welcome here. Are you at the McDonald's now?
I'm in my tool trailer putting a battery charger on the battery. I'll probably just go by there and make a sandwich.
Oh, yeah, because you don't need the deadbolt because you have your key.
Yeah.
Duh, okay.
I think it could open the door at some point, but...
Okay.
Oh, I was wondering if I shouldn't pass the ceiling at the apartment.
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, obviously it looks terrible like that.
Yeah.
So my house did move.
Okay. It seems like when I accidentally listed it for 1,000 utilities included, I got a ton of interest. And then when I listed it for 1,300, nothing. So I don't know if the putting the utilities included price is going to work after all. You know what I mean? Because people filter out what's not in their budget. So, you know what I mean? Because so much is through Zillow now. And when you go on Zillow, if you're somebody who absolutely cannot afford 1,300 plus utilities, you're going to click on the little thing that says under 1,000 only. And it's not even going to show up, period. Oh, you're
There's
cutting out.
Can't afford. Sorry. There's also people that can't afford 13 that wouldn't otherwise look at it. Can you hear me?
A little bit. You're cutting in and out.
I was saying there's also people that can't afford 13 that wouldn't otherwise look at it.
What do you mean?
Like, somebody that can legit afford a $1,300 a month apartment plus utilities probably wouldn't normally look at it and might receive it as a good deal and be a better tenant.
I don't think that happens. I think anywhere, if you're not talking way more than that, I don't think people filter out stuff that's lower priced. I think when you set, especially when there's, you know, it's this small of an area and there's so little on the market, when you set your filters, you're going to put your max budget in.
I gotcha.
And you're going to go through everything that's under your budget and see if it's feasible for you. And the only reason you would filter out something that's under your budget is if it looks nasty, which for a lot of people in that range would think it looks nasty.
Right. All right.
And again, I'm talking about the 1,300 plus utilities range. Like that's a class of people who are not going to want our place.
Right. Okay. What do you think I should do this ceiling?
Well, here's the question: you have all the tools you need to do it. You have all the materials you need to do it. What's the
I believe that's true.
But what could come up in the middle of it is that it's going to make you think I need to go to Lowe's. And how are we going to circumvent that when it happens in your mind?
I mean, I don't think anything would come up like that.
Can you think of any hypotheticals?
No. I mean, I would check before I did it to make sure that I have the texture.
What texture?
The popcorn.
Because the whole rest of the unit is popcorn?
Yeah.
And if you don't, how many square feet of popcorn is it?
Probably 10.
And where would that be stored right now?
It's on my tool trailer.
Oh, and you're there.
Yeah, I mean, I just got back in my truck, but I can go look.
Oh, okay. I think that's the only factor, right?
Sure. If you don't mind me spending time doing it.
Well, I mean, I guess you're not accounting for it. You need to be doing taxes, and you need to getting back to American Classic Home. Huh?
Yeah, I do need to email her.
You're saying that you're only doing the popcorn as long as the hard drive is getting repaired.
Yeah.
Once that's done, you need to just be done with the ceiling, regardless of what state it's in.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Are you coming over here or not coming over here?
I think I probably will.
Okay.
I might, I got to think about the tool trailer. I'll probably come back and get it, I guess.
All righty.
Okay. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.